Welcome to the Balanced Perspective Podcast, where we're going to be challenging perspectives on what it actually takes to be successful in both business and in life. I'm your host, Terri Ann Richards, and with 16 years as a serial entrepreneur, I've experienced some of life's most epic successes and failures. Join me as we journey on a mission to blow the lid off of some of the best kept secrets to living a life of true success from the inside out. I am so excited to be here on the Balanced Perspective podcast with my newfound friend, Cassandra.
Hi. Hey,
Cassandra. So Cassandra, FYI, you're born and raised in Toronto.
Yes, I am.
Yeah. So a fellow Canadian, I'm on the East Coast. Really excited to have you come on the show. I like what you stand for. One of two things I want to talk about is, number one, you're an author.
Yes.
An author of a book called Now What?
Yes.
So I want to chat about that. And then as well, you have a love and a passion around assisting individuals becoming more productive.
Yes.
So let's talk about your book. What's it about? What enticed you to want to write it? Kind of just launch into that.
Yeah, for sure. So it's called Now What? Create the Clarity to Achieve Your Dreams. It's available on Amazon. For a long time on my vision board, I had be an author. And it came to a head. I was in this meditation group and I got like a very crystal clear message, write your book. And I'm like, this kind of came out of nowhere, right? And funny enough, I had a lot of friends that wrote books. So when I got off of that meditation circle, I reached out to friends and I said, hey, I know you wrote a book. What was your method in doing it? And there was perfect alignment. This guy, he's actually from Canada too, lives in Toronto here. He really helps people get their book done. And they had a seminar the day after I got the message. Yeah, it was like, I think it was like the day after, like the weekend after. So it ended up being in perfect alignment. It was a couple years to get my book written. It was a real big lesson of surrendering and flowing to the process because it was push and pull with the process, but it ended up coming out last year in the pandemic, which I think is perfect because the book's really about helping people navigate their now what moments in life. You know, when one chapter closes and another one begins. And in the book, I share a lot about my journey to finding clarity of what my path is. It's an interactive book that you can grab your pen and there's exercises embedded within it. And it's really coming down to three main things: helping you clear what's holding you back, with being in that frame of mind that can happen when you're transitioning in different phases of your life, really helping you clear the old and step into a place that you can connect with what your next path is and help you take the action steps in accordance to it. So there's lots of personal stories about, you know, being in university and having a shift in my degree and a little bit about my mental health journey at that time and what led me to where I am now as a coach and a healer and an author. And
based from your own personal experience, but also the experience that you have working with other individuals, change is really hard. Right? Mm-hmm. Like extremely hard. And most humans avoid it.
Yes.
Or struggle with the process of it. And so when you think of the last few years, and I still want to say that it's only a year, but it's like we're 2 years.
Right.
So the last 2 years where so many individuals' lives have just been shifted in so many different directions, whether it's from career and finances and kids at home or whatever it is. What do you see when you're working with individuals, when you went through your own journey as like, what is the biggest struggle? Why are we all so afraid of taking the leap to doing something different?
Yeah. So I think it really comes down to the comfort zone, right? We only know what we know. And when we're in this area of our life where a chapter is coming to an end, even if it's abruptly, you know, a lot of changes have happened for people the past couple of years. Sometimes we get really caught up in staying comfortable instead of breaking through and really stepping into the next chapter with excitement and gratitude and grace. I think that that's one of the biggest things is the fear really runs the show when change happens. Your ego comes in, tries to keep you in your comfort zone, and you're not really leaning into the fact that this fear is actually a compliment. Mm. It's actually a gift, and that all these instances that are happening to you in this time of change are happening like for you, not to you.
It's so easy to say that, right? But when you're in the thick of it, it doesn't feel that way because again, you're right. You get so rooted in comfortability that the idea of, I don't know if you've ever heard the dog who's sitting on the nail. Have you ever heard that story?
Yes, I think so. Yeah.
Yeah. And so it's like, I tell the story slightly different, but basically you go up and Bob's on the porch, and beside Bob is his golden retriever. And you just, you know, start having a dialogue conversation with Bob, and you can hear this whining, like, you know, little dog, little golden retriever whining. And you look at Bob, why is your dog whining? Oh, he's sitting on a nail. Why doesn't he get off the nail?
Yeah.
Right. Like why doesn't he move? Why is he still sitting on the nail? And it's like, oh, the pain of moving is greater than the pain of actually staying still on the nail. And so I think that's the fear, right? It's the concept of the idea of moving sounds so much more scary than just staying exactly where I am, staying small, right? So talk to me a little bit about, you know, you're saying like the lean in. What would you say to somebody who's having that moment right now where the world's been shifted, turned upside down? There is a shift, there's a change in front of them, but they're leaning backwards because that is scary. It's new.
Right.
What is the next step for them in leaning in? Because it's one thing to say lean in. What does that even mean?
Yeah. So there was a really powerful perspective shifting exercise that I had learned by reading a book by Barbara DeAngelis. And while you're listening to me walk you through this, do the exercise while we're chatting here. You know, when you're going through those moments of growth and change, it's kind of like when you're making a fist. So everyone listening, make a fist and focus in on how you feel making the fist, how it feels to have your nails going into the palm of your hand, the amount of energy it's taking, how you feel in your wrist and your forearm, right? Like, what do you feel, Terri-Anne, by doing this?
I feel like a lot of tension in my knuckles.
Right.
And my nails are pushing into my skin. Mm-hmm. It's definitely a lot of effort to hold this. And my middle finger hurts the most.
Right. So this is kind of like what happens when we're going through change and we're resisting, when we're leaning back. This is what happens. You know, like when a lot of change happens, we might go inward and maybe hide under the covers or stay at home. Or this is what will happen naturally when we're in these fear thoughts, right? Mm-hmm. And now let's compare it by opening up our palm. So how does that feel?
Light.
How does that feel in your wrist, your forearm, the palms of your hands, your fingers?
Oh, it feels less restrictive.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. It takes less effort. So this is kind of like something that you can do physically in these moments to help with your perspective shift. So when you say yes to opportunities, when you take a step outside of your comfort zone, right, like opening up your hand, this will open you up to the opportunities, to what's next, to whatever your next chapter is meant to be. So when I find myself in the loops, I actually do this with my hand as a reminder that, okay, open up. Because alongside of that, it was interesting the timing of that. I was reading this book, I learned about this, and then there was an image on Instagram and it had just a hand holding a rope. It was kind of like the same thing. It was holding the rope and you saw blood dripping off of the hand. And then you saw all the struggle and, like, you know, it had a little writing underneath of it. And then you saw when it's liberated and free. So sometimes it's more painful. It's more difficult. It's more taxing to hold on to the rope, to hold on to the path, to hold on to the comfort than it is to open your hand and let go.
Oh, I love that. In one of my talks that I do for keynotes, I talk about the image of letting go of your past. And when you don't, it's sort of like the poison into your future. And the imagery I paint for people is like walking around with a 50-pound bag of potatoes on your back.
Yeah.
And every interview and every relationship and everything you do, you're just walking around with this 50-pound bag of potatoes because you're unwilling to let it go because of the fear, right? The fear of the unknown. But it's so heavy and it's so taxing. And imagine what would happen if you walked around for 5 years or 10 years or 15 years with this 50-pound bag of potatoes and you finally put it down, how light you would feel. So you studied psychology at Brock University and you're an author and you're a Reiki master.
Yeah.
And I love this title, intuitive life coach. So I want to dig into that because I don't know what that means. So I'm intrigued by that. And you're obviously an entrepreneur. So paint a picture about like, how did you get here? Like, cause everybody's got sort of like their beginning story.
Right.
So take me a little bit further back and let me know, like, how did you get to this place?
Yeah. So it goes way back. When I was really young, I just kept hearing like, you're meant to make a difference in the world. And I'm like, I didn't even know what that meant. So I thought, okay, who makes a difference in the world around me? Teachers were huge, people that were giving advice. So I thought maybe that's what I should do. So I went to school for psychology, and halfway through my degree, they changed the qualifications in Canada to 12 years to be a psychologist. And I remember just feeling gutted when I heard that, because I'm like, something doesn't feel right. So I'm like, now what? What am I going to do with my life? So I end up doing a exchange in Europe and fell in love with travel and just to see how other people live their life outside of my bubble. And I got back, and very quickly there was an opportunity to go to Africa to volunteer at an after-school program with kids and to mentor them. So I just jumped at this opportunity. I followed the yes, and I fell in love with mentorship. I saw even just being and listening to people, how much of an impact you can make on people's lives. And I'm still in touch with these kids today. But when I got back, it was again, now what? Like, it's great that this happened, but how are you going to get paid for that? And I saw my friends continuing with school. And I said, you know what? My family has an insurance business. My dad always wanted me to take it over. I'm going to start there. Maybe I'll make a ton of money. I'll open a foundation one day. And while I'm on the path to get there, it was so crazy. It was like I was taking all these exams and I was failing exams, which I've never done in my life. And I was doing well in insurance, but there was always this daydream of make a difference. You're meant to make a difference. You're meant to help people. So one day it just came to a head and I realized, okay, I need to figure this out. This is not my path. This doesn't feel good. I'm good at it, but it doesn't feel good. So I ended up leaving corporate, was doing really, really well, got some sales job and really started to focus on saying yes to the opportunities. And I met people, I went to networking events and I fell in love with personal development. It kind of fell on my lap. It started with one seminar and before you know it, I was traveling all over North America, taking all these courses. So that kind of happened and unfolded naturally. I thought, wow, this is how I can make a difference. I did like vision board workshops in schools and community centers, started my first company at 21 years old. And then from there, it just naturally unfolded of getting into coaching and developing my intuition. And once I kind of merged those two areas of my life together of just following my intuition and stepping into the coach that I never thought in a million years I would be, things just unfolded so naturally. And I'm finally making that impact that my soul always wanted me to make.
So the thing I really want to touch on here, because I know I've met the people on both sides of what we're talking about here, that conversation can sometimes scare people. And so I almost want to like call the elephant in the room and say, intuition is real, folks. Right? Everybody has it, but some of us stifle it, avoid it.
Right.
And it sounds like you've always just kind of had a real good relationship with your intuition. So for those people who are listening right now, and they're like, what's that mean?
Like,
who is this intuition and where did you find her?
Yes. So
talk to us about intuition, because this is not being a psychic.
No.
Right? I've had these conversations with people and they're like, that is so woo-woo. And I'm like, yeah, it might be, but we've all got it. So talk to us a little bit about intuition for those who are really struggling right now with that.
Yeah. So we all have intuition, just like you said, especially women. Like, we have an intuition. If you walk into a room, everything is energy, right? So it's all about the vibes. You ever go into a party and you're like, yes, I want to be here all night. It's so fun to be here. Everyone's happy, versus walking into a room and there's crickets and you're like, something's not right here. Mm-hmm. So even in my journey, like, I always had that. I always had those gut responses, but there was a serious chapter where I thought, well, I want to invest my time and energy on my business. Intuition, I'll put that on the back shelf. But it was always a thing that kind of just tapped me on the shoulder, being like, hey, hey, pay attention to me. So yeah, just like you said, it's not really like being psychic. That doesn't necessarily have to be part of it. It's just kind of following that inner knowing that we all have.
Got you. So you're an intuitive life coach. And so that means you're obviously utilizing your intuition in terms of, or I guess combining it with the way in which you show up for your clients. So right. Share with me what that looks like. A client makes the decision, I need a coach. Mm-hmm. They do some research. They follow you on social media. They find the one and only Cassandra and they choose you, and yeah, you're an intuitive life coach. What's that mean?
Yeah. So the people that come to me are in this now what phase, and they're trying to look for a more purposeful path and have a fulfilling life and doing it confidently. So those are the people that come to me mostly, a lot of millennials and a lot of women. And my way of helping them find that clarity inside of themselves, which is truly my gift, is helping them to find it on all levels. So I'll give them practical tools in a session, NLP, neuro-linguistic programming of the subconscious mind, productivity hacks, confidence building tools. But at the end of each session, I have oracle cards. I'll pull an oracle card for them, so they have a visual reminder and cue. And I'll lead them through meditations and infuse Reiki, which is a Japanese healing modality, to help them integrate all the tools that we just discussed on an energetic level, because everything is energy. So when we interact in the world, everything starts with energy and vibes with people. Then you create a thought based on how you're interpreting that around you. And then it goes into your feeling, and then it goes into your body and into your results. So I help them integrate that on all levels so that they can have a long-lasting transformation.
I love that you're taking these other modalities and intertwining to the traditional life coaching process. So what's the outcome that people are looking for?
A lot of people that come to me have this curiosity, very similarly to where I was in university, of wanting to do something more with their life, wanting to be more intentional and purposeful in their life and have a life that lights them up. They really have three main things that we work on together. Really understanding what that looks like for them in detail. So there's not the question marks flying through their mind of, what's my purpose? What am I meant to do in life? Then there's the whole tapping into their inner confidence, because there's lots of people that may have an idea, you know, when I start a business, I want to be a coach, I want to be a healer, but they may have some old outdated programming running in the back that's stopping them from fully stepping into it. Mm-hmm. So we really get into tapping that inner confidence that we all have. And then the last piece is really about the practicality of how to bring this to life. Mm. So how to bring it into fruition, how to kickstart a business, creating an action plan to take them from that idea into bringing it into reality. So a lot of my clients have kickstarted their business. They know what they want their life to look like. They feel more resourceful in their execution. So if fear comes up, they know how to move it. And they have some spiritual tools, a little bit of that like woo-woo sprinkle on top to help them integrate it.
I love this. You know what I like the most about this is that you're taking people on a journey of really introspection, because the beauty of coaching when done right is all the answers are really inside of you. Yeah. And you're just a guide taking them from, you know, point A to point Z. Do you find individuals that you're working with are finding clarity in their path easier because of the extra modalities? Because I know you ask people, what's their purpose? What's their why? And you kind of get the deer in headlight look. Like, that's a big question. So when you're taking people on that journey, do you find they're finding those answers easier?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you hit the nail on the head. We all have it inside of us. Sometimes in the personal development world, it's all about seeking and finding outside of yourself. And I feel like that's a big reason why it may take people longer or more, might be a more air quotes like bumpy path to find it, because they're looking outside of themselves instead of going inward. So when I incorporate things like meditation or subconscious belief work into it, they're going inward and it feels more authentic in their mind, body, and soul in the process of finding it. So it's just an extra modalities being added in this concoction to help people go inward, essentially.
Awesome. So I want to talk to you about the vision board behind your head. Mm-hmm. So for those of you who are listening and can't see, Cassandra has this awesome vision board behind her, and I'm kind of looking at all the different words. So is this a new vision board? Is this one that you did a long time ago? Talk to me about it.
So this is actually an old vision board.
Awesome.
And I've kept it up for a while because it really reminds me how far I've come. It really reminds me of how effective these tools are. You know, there's even one over here about writing a book and all these different things, speaking and all these things. Because I was doing a lot of traveling the past few years, I ended up shifting and creating a vision board on my laptop, on my desktop, because I open my computer every single day.
Yep.
So that just became a more in alignment way to integrate the vision board process. But I actually, in a couple of weeks here, me and some of my friends are getting together to make a new physical one for my backdrop.
But, right on. Yeah. I have a girlfriend of mine who that's what she does for her side hustle, is she does vision board exercises with people. So I'm a big believer in it, and I've had many in my day as well. Yeah. So let's talk to a little bit about your most productive week ever.
Yeah. Yeah. So your most productive week ever is, I have a guide, a productivity guide. That was actually the first freebie I put together when creating my business. And it's grown and evolved and still held true because I've really helped my clients define what that means for them.
Mm.
Right? Some people love to overschedule things and write in their planner, and that might work for one person. Some people might want to start by setting one or two tasks a day and starting there and creating the momentum. So it's really helping people to have a visual way to depict that. Try on, kind of like when you're going shopping for the perfect jacket, trying on all of the different jackets to find what that means for you. So productivity is the perfect integration of alignment and getting things done and checking things off of your to-do list, but also honoring yourself, honoring habits that are created consistently, honoring filling up your cup first. That's what it means to me.
So my saying is always put the mask on yourself first, because everyone can kind of see that visualization when you've last been on an airplane and the steward or stewardess says, in case of an emergency and the oxygen mask comes down, make sure you put it on yourself first before you help anybody else, because you'll be no good if you don't, right? Talk to me a little bit about hustle culture that has been created, because if you go on social media, there's a lot of hype around scaling, growing, six figures, seven figures, eight figures. The hustle culture is real, as is the end result, which is burnout. Talk to me about your journey into entrepreneurship. Did you fall into the path of the hustle culture? And if you didn't, talk to me about that.
Yeah. So it's interesting that you're bringing this forth, because at the time we're recording this, I've been talking a lot about this on Instagram, about burnout and how people can be so passionately in love with their business and their passion and their purpose that they can just by it's interesting. They might not be hustling like to keep up or grow based on social media, but just for the pure love of what you do. And that's kind of what happened with me. I remember just going full steam ahead, creating all the content, launching all the programs, and naturally, because I was so go, 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 and it wasn't like I wasn't hustling harder, you know, like and preaching it on social media, but just out of pure love, I was just full steam ahead. And the holidays came to a head, I believe it was last year or the year before, and I was burnt out. And what I've learned in my journey about this process is it's really about balancing your energies. Yeah, I'm going back to energy again, people. Because like as women and stepping into our feminine energy, it's all about creation. It's about flow. It's about receptivity. It's about self-care. It's about nurturing ourselves. And sometimes as women, we really get caught up in the hustle, get things done culture for men. So it's kind of like when you're seeing a scale, it has to be at balance, right? There has to be the perfect flow of taking action and then also receiving the people that we're meant to work with, getting super creative and getting into flow, meditating, self-care. So as I've learned in my journey, it's really important to create that balance and to catch yourself when you're feeling extra tired or it's taking you a little bit longer to get out of bed in the morning, because those can be some of the signs that you are getting caught up in the hustle culture.
Totally.
So I want to speak to that. And I also want to say that especially with growing businesses, I don't think that I got caught up in the scaling based on money. And whenever I'd seen that in other people and got turned off by it, because sometimes it just runs in the back. We see so much of it on Instagram. You can kind of catch yourself and go, whoa, yeah, like for a second, I was caught up there. I always remind myself to go back to the lives that I want to impact versus the dollars. In
going back to your why
focused, because it'll come as a result. The 100%. More people that you impact, there will be that energy exchange in the form of money, and that will happen. So it's important if you are a coach and healer to really focus in on the impact and just trust that the money is going to come.
I love that. I think that there's the way in which you just painted that, there is the hustle culture and then there is the hustle for the love. And I think it's whether it is using the word energy, but being in total alignment with your priorities. And for most of us, there's more in our life than just our business. And so there's yourself. And then there's all the people that really matter to you. And it's trying to find 168 hours in a week. How do you find time for it all? And we especially ambitious individuals can get really hyper-focused on one or the other. But I think you're right. It's about balancing what your priorities, balancing your energy, understanding what's important to you, because what's important to you is very different potentially than what you're seeing on social media and is important to other people.
Yes.
But getting into alignment with that so that every day, every week, you're feeling fulfilled on all angles.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's a big one. And knowing when to ask for help. Mm. I got to this point where I was like, what do I love to do? I want to focus there and everything else. It's okay to ask for help. So I integrated an assistant, you know, within probably I would say maybe 8 months into my business. And she's really helped me to integrate those parts of writing the emails that you don't necessarily want to write. Like all those things that you would kind of procrastinate about, like that would be on your to-do list. And you're like, eh, I don't really want to do that. We're like really knowing what it is that brings you joy, focusing on that, and then knowing when to integrate and to outsource and to build a team that can assist you, because that will help you with so much work-life balance as well.
Girl, you are speaking my language. It's so funny that you say that. So I don't know if you've ever read this book. I got to look over to the side because I did a workshop yesterday, and there's this book called Virtual Freedom. It's by Chris Ducker. And that's literally what it's about. It's about getting to a place where you do what you're good at and what you enjoy and what fills you up, and you automate and you delegate and you outsource it. And you have all these other individuals who it's their sandbox. They enjoy doing the emails. They enjoy doing the graphic design. They enjoy doing the whatever it is that they're doing. And yeah, you could do it, but is it really what fills you up and makes you happy and gets you excited? I am a big proponent of following your why at such a high level that you stay intentional with it. Impact follows intention. So if you know you're good at this, like you're a good coach, and where you shine and you get filled up and you get to fill up other people's cup is by coaching, stick to that. Yes. Stop trying to be a web designer, a graphic designer, an SEO copywriter, like all of these different things, right? Because again, the world is our oyster. We totally can go out there and learn all the skills. But if you do, you're taking away the gift that you have for this big, beautiful earth and just doing what you are passionate about and let other people do what they're passionate about. Because somebody else gets excited about SEO.
Yeah.
Right? Like somebody else gets excited about data entry or bookkeeping. Somebody is really excited. Like that is their claim to fame and it's not yours. So where can people connect with you that they can kind of get to see you, what you're about, and hear your stories?
Yeah. So I hang out on Instagram quite a bit. Come follow me. Come and say hello and know that you came from this podcast. My book's available on Amazon worldwide, no matter where you're listening. It's called Now What? Create the Clarity to Achieve Your Dreams. I also have a podcast. It's called Clarity Conversations with Cassandra Rosa. It's available on podcasting platforms.
Cassandra, listen, I wish you nothing but the best of success for the rest of this year, all of next year, and for your future. Thank you so much for being on the show today and sharing more about your why and your journey to becoming an entrepreneur. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Balanced Perspective podcast. Listen, if you liked what you heard, can you give me a review? Maybe even a 5-star? All right. Have an awesome day.